By Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Government launches presidential constituency energy initiative with $100 million initial investment. CSO Debt Alliance urges government to sustain fiscal discipline to cement S&P rating upgrade. And in global news, several bodies condemn military takeover in Guinea-Bissau days after polls. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has announced the launch of the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative, PCEI, with an initial equity contribution of $100 million, equivalent to 2.3 billion kwacha, to accelerate the adoption and deployment of solar energy across Zambia. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, says this follows the policy guidance provided by President Hakainde Hichilema recently to leverage the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to advance this initiative. Mr. Piri says the PCEI has been conceived as a project vehicle to achieve the policy objectives, with the Ministry of Energy serving as a project manager through its relevant agencies, while the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development will contribute equity through the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. In a statement, Mr. Piri has indicated that the ministry has concluded the restructuring of the CDF 2026 to release the funds required to implement the President's directive. He explains that the $100 million initial equity comprises $40 million from the CDF and $60 million from Zambia Consolidated Copper Mines Investment Holdings and ZCCMIH. Mr. Piri has assured the public that the PCEI will be implemented with urgency, accountability, efficiency, and technical oversight, noting that the initiative is critical to the financial sustainability of local authorities while contributing to national energy security and improved public service delivery. The civil society organization CSO Debt Alliance says Zambia must maintain fiscal discipline beyond 2026, deepen structural reforms, and strengthen economic diversification if it is to translate the recent S&P rating upgrade into long-term sustainable creditworthiness. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, CSO Debt Alliance Chairperson Father Daniel Mutale says while the S&P acknowledges that Zambia's reserves have strengthened, reaching $5.2 billion as of September 2025, driven by the International Monetary Fund, IMF support, copper earnings and Bank of Zambia, BOZ accumulation policies, the stability remains fragile. Father Mutale is of the view that there is need to ensure the private sector credit expands meaningfully, foreign exchange flows are diversified beyond copper, and fiscal dominance is reduced. He, however, notes that the rating upgrade is more than a financial score, but a signal of regained confidence and a test of discipline, because Zambia now stands at the threshold of opportunity, where its choices over the next 12 to 24 months will determine whether it continues to climb towards sustainability or back into distress. He adds that the rating upgrade is also a vote of confidence in Zambia's direction, which demands that work be completed without reversal, without political compromise, and without abandoning fiscal responsibility.
However, this stability will remain fragile until private sector credit expands meaningfully, foreign exchange flows are diversified beyond copper, and fiscal dominance is reduced. What is the path forward? what is it that we must do as a nation. Our recommendations are that to translate the rating upgrade into sustainable credit worthiness, Zambia must, one, protect fiscal discipline beyond 2026. So we need to legislate fiscal rules to prevent ad hoc subsidies. We need to protect state-owned enterprise governance reforms, the good reforms that have been implemented.
The Operation Young Vote, OYV, has welcomed the extension of the mass voter registration exercise by an additional 3 days, saying the move demonstrates a commitment to ensuring that every citizen is given a fair and reasonable opportunity to register and participate in the democratic governance, in the democratic process, I beg your pardon. OYV Executive Director Guest Nirenda has commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia for responding to public concerns by extending the registration period, noting that although the extension is brief, it provides an important opportunity for eligible citizens who may have encountered challenges earlier to complete their registration. Mr. Nirenda has strongly encouraged all eligible voters, particularly those who have not yet registered, to make full use of the extra days. He has emphasized that registering as a voter is not only a civic responsibility, but also a powerful way for citizens to shape the future of their communities and the nation, ensuring that their voices are heard in upcoming electoral processes.
Such a thoughtful consideration by the ECZ will greatly benefit citizens, especially in the enjoyment of the fundamental right to vote. The extension, though brief, creates an important window for every eligible citizen who may have faced challenges during the earlier phases of the exercise to ensure that they do the needful and access the registration centers that have been spread beyond the normal registration centers to include the ShopRite outlets across the country. We as Operation Young Vote urge members of the public to flood the registration centers in an orderly manner.
Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Sylvia Munyinya has failed to deliver judgment in the case involving businessman Harry Valden Findlay, who is facing 2 counts of holding more than 1 passport and possession of a forged immigration endorsement. When the matter came up for judgment this morning, Magistrate Munyinya informed both parties that the ruling was not ready and would instead be delivered on the 29th of December 2025. Mr. Findlay, who denies the allegations, was earlier found with a case to answer and placed on his defense. During his defense, he argued that he should be acquitted because the prosecution failed to establish a prima facie case and further contended that the immigration stamp in question was genuine but merely blurred. The prosecution, however, submitted that the accused should be convicted on both counts, stating that the evidence against him is sufficient to secure a conviction. In count one, the prosecution alleges that on the 14th of March 2014 in Lusaka, Mr. Findlay obtained a new Zambian passport after purporting to have lost his earlier one, contrary to sections 22(1) and 23(1A) of the Passports Act of 2016. In count two, it is alleged that on the 3rd of October 2022 in Lusaka, Mr. Findlay was found in possession of forged immigration endorsements purporting to be Mwami border control stamps, contrary to section 52(4E) of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010. In global news, the African Union, ECOWAS election observer mission, and West African leaders have condemned the latest military takeover in Guinea-Bissau. In a joint statement, just hours after the coup, the missions voiced their concerns over the arrest of the incumbent president, Embalo Sissoko, and some of their agents. The observer stated that it is unfortunate that this coup announcement was made just as the missions had finished meetings with the two main presidential candidates, who both assured that they would accept the will of the people. We monitor the BBC for more on other global stories.
Firefighters in Hong Kong are searching for possible survivors from a huge fire that broke out at a complex of high-rise apartments. 55 are confirmed dead and hundreds are still missing. Police have arrested 3 men from a construction firm on suspicion of manslaughter. The US authorities have stopped processing all immigration requests from Afghan nationals indefinitely. It follows the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in Washington who were critically wounded. Russian media say a court has sentenced 8 men to life imprisonment over a bomb attack on a bridge which linked the annexed region of Crimea to the Russian mainland. The blast 3 years ago.